أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with Asma al-Husna, we've looked at the attribute Allah. Today I would like to look at Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both intensive forms of referring to different aspects of Allah's attribute of Rahma or mercy. Now, when we first hear the word mercy, it may imply pity or long-suffering, patience and forgiveness. And in essence, all of these are requirements that one needs when one sins, and Allah bestows it in abundant measure. We will look, this is probably a simplistic view, and we will look at it in more detail. But first, a story that from childhood I have heard. And every time I think of Rahman and Rahim, whenever I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this story is somewhere in the background in my subconscious. It is said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed life into Prophet Adam alayhi salam, immediately Prophet Adam sneezed and immediately he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And that's what you and I are supposed to say when we sneeze. Which means all praise belongs to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds. Allah responded, O Adam, your Rabb is merciful to you. Immediately Prophet Adam alayhi salam stretched his hand and placed it on his head. And he said, Oh. And Allah asked, what's wrong? And you know what Prophet Adam alayhi salam said? He said, Ya Allah, I have sinned. And Allah said, how do you know that? And he said, mercy is for the sinners. And you find that it's customary for all the descendants of Prophet Adam alayhi salam to put their hands on their heads when troubled or afflicted by a calamity. And it's a subconscious action. You don't do it purposely, or you don't do it consciously. Your hand immediately goes to your head. However, you know, there is mercy that goes before even the need arises. And that is which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides to all His creation. He nurtures them, He protects them, He guides them, He preserves them, He leads them to a higher order so they can reach their full potential. And it is for this reason that the first attribute, Ar-Rahman, is not applicable to any but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a name which denotes unreserved mercy. In Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 156, He says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ قُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. A human being may be described as Rahim, merciful or kind, but he can never be Rahman. That's an attribute solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so theoretically, if we were looking at Ar-Rahman, it means the one who grants mercy beyond which there is no other mercy at all, and the like of which does not at all exist. And if I can redefine mercy, it is the desire or power of will to bring goodness to one who is much less than him or her in status. Let me narrate another anecdote from my childhood which brings Ar-Rahman to life. It is narrated that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was sitting by a seashore when he saw an ant carrying a grain go towards the water. He watched as a frog appeared, opened its mouth as the ant approached and entered its mouth. The frog dived into the waters. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam was reflecting on what he had just seen when he saw the frog reappear. It opened its mouth and the ant walked out with the grain in its mouth, or rather without the grain in its mouth. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam called out to her. Remember, he could talk this language, and he said, where have you been? And she said, Ya Nabi Allah, in the bottom of the sea is a hollow rock where lives a blind worm. Allah assigned the task of carrying its food to me. The frog is assigned the task of carrying me so the water does not harm me. And Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam asked her, do you ever hear the worm praise Allah? And the ant says, yes. The worm says, O one who does not forget me in the depth of this rock, in the midst of this water, I plead to you by your sustaining me not to forget your believing ibad. Ibad is the plural of abd, those who are connected to you, and to include them in your rahmaniyah, in your mercy. And my father taught me, when you feel like you're in a rock at the bottom of the sea and there's nothing to turn to and you cannot see any directions, remember that blind worm and call out to the Rahman and see the difference it makes into your life. Now, How do we apply this? We've understood who Ar-Rahman is. So who is Abdul Rahman? Who is the one who has understood this and applied it to himself or herself? Well, first of all, the meaning of mercy begins with a feeling, a pain, a concern felt when one knows that someone is in distress. And the pressure of this pain moves us to help the one in distress. But the feeling of pity, remember, is not sufficient. Real compassion is enforced when we are able to alleviate the pain and distress which the pitied one is suffering. It's very, very important for us to be able to understand this. Find in yourself, reach out for the energy of the Rahman for the good of others. Feel the pain of those who are misguided, who are unfortunate, not with condemnation, but with assistance and mercy. And find hope in his promise that his compassion far surpasses his anger. It is the ability to stroke when one has the right and the power to strike. Mercy is the ability to care when one has the right and the power to turn away. And mercy is the ability to love when one has the right and the power to hate. If you recite Ya Rahman 100 times after each of your wajib salat, inshallah, you will develop a good memory and awareness. And if you have a heavy heart, you'll be freed of the heavy heart. You will achieve lightness in it. It's an amazing ism. Because Ar-Rahim is so closely associated, I would like to talk about it. And again, a little bit of a repetition. Ar-Rahim derived from Rahma, mercy or compassion. Ar-Rahim in essence is extra mercy. Extra mercy given to those who attach themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like one of the scholars says, Rahman belongs to the people of this world, Rahim belongs to those of the hereafter. Rahman gives sustenance in the world, Rahim gives into eternal salvation in the hereafter. It is Ar-Rahim who bestows countless blessings. And these blessings are directed towards those who use their free will to choose his way in order to reach their full potential. And that is why it is said that Allah is compassionate towards those who believe. Now the manifestations of this is an extra compassion. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one who has no compassion towards people is deprived from the compassion of Allah. He also said, one who does not respect those who are older amongst us, nor shows compassion towards the young, nor safeguards the rights of the scholars amongst us, is surely not of us. Compassion amongst the Abd of Allah is the sure path to achieving His Rahmaniyat, His mercy. And Rasulullah said so beautifully, be merciful to those on earth, so that those in the heavens may be merciful unto you. If you recite Ya Rahman or Ya Rahim 100 times after each wajib salah, again hard-heartedness, forgetfulness and heedlessness will disappear. And if you recite 100 times Ya Rahim after each morning salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah will extend or will inspire His creation to shower you with their mercy and compassion. Keep on reciting this for the whole day, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And let it imbibe through each of your veins as though it's running all over your body. And then think about it. Think of the anecdotes that I talked about. Maybe you know other anecdotes. And live it in your life. When you're trying to be angry, stop and think. If you're trying to display anger or hatred or jealousy or resentment, think of Rahman and Rahim and change your mode of behavior because of these two asma and see the difference it makes in your lives.